Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today we're visiting with Mr. Vadim Ravgovsky. He is the co-founder and CEO of 3D Look, the creator of the world's leading patented mobile body scanning technology. The company drives retail innovation by providing personalized fit and size recommendations and virtual try-on for shoppers to help brands reduce returns while increasing conversion and average order value. Mr. Ragovsky, thanks for joining us here today on EPN.
Thanks for having me here.
And you're more than welcome, and thanks for coming out to be with us here today. So for starters, I know that you came up with the idea to create a technology that would accurately measure the human body using a smartphone back when such technology didn't exist. How did you work on it, and what challenges did you have to overcome to bring this to reality?
That's a good question. So back in 2016, when I was still running my previous company, Clicky, that was basically doing mobile apps promotion and monetization, so doing totally different stuff than what 3D Look does now, I started to think about doing something else. I started to feel that I'm a bit tired of ad tech industry. They wanted to create something more meaningful in a different industry, but using my previous experience in launching and growing global software companies. So I was monitoring different companies, different technology breakthroughs in augmented reality space and in computer vision space that are very interconnected. And then I saw a spike of computer or of augmented reality and computer vision powered startups that started, I would say, from 2014, 2015. But all these startups were focused on entertainment. So as you can probably remember, a lot of startups were focused on face masks, on these face filters that now you can see on Instagram or Snapchat. So now it was, at that time, it was a boom of that kind of new use cases. But I wanted to create something more practical that anyone with a smartphone with a camera can use to basically buy anything that is personalized according to his body. And that's how my co-founder Alex and I, that's how we came up with this idea of basically the technology that can easily create so-called body profile or digital passport, how we call it, of a person with the help of just two photos from just a smartphone camera. And then you can use this data to buy anything you need where your body data is needed, starting from apparel, customized furniture, health and fitness services, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, I must say that's quite impressive what you were able to accomplish and what you have created for yourself. Well, well done. I'm sure you have certainly inspired the audience tuning in today. Now, later on, you turned to VC to fuel the company's growth and had some success there. You raised funds from the world's leading investors, which included supermodel Natalia Vojianova, and scored two funding rounds during the pandemic. Tell us about your fundraising experience and what advice could you share in those regards?
Totally, yeah. So actually, it was interesting that we raised more than 70% of, all the money, all the venture money we've raised, we actually raised during the pandemic, so within the last 12 months. So within the last 12 months, we raised around $8 million, and in total, we raised $11.2 million. So we, at first, I was financing 3D Look by myself during the first year of its existence, and then when I understood that, yes, we can create this technology, but we need to create it faster, and we need to basically create B2B solutions on top of that. We need to have a proper marketing around that, et cetera, et cetera. So we needed to scale, in other words. And then I started to raise money, first of all, from angels, then from VCs. And I can tell you that, first of all, I always recommend to other entrepreneurs who actually want to start to launch a startup, I recommend them to not even spend their time to try to pitch investors. They're just to pitch investors their projects or company when they just have an idea or slides, because now it's the time when it's almost impossible to raise the money on the pre-seed stage for your startup, because the competition for venture money is so huge that now VCs tend to invest on later stages. So I recommend everyone to actually invest their own money or go to their friends, family, there are some more and more options now to get this initial capital. So, and only then when they also, it is a good sign that they have skin in the game, that they actually took some risk in order to prove that their idea actually works. So it's very valuable later on when they pitch it to VC. So I strongly recommend to invest your own money when you basically just try to basically test your assumptions, your ideas. And only then when you see it and when something works, you go and raise from angels, not even from VCs yet, because it's too early. You go from a raise from like business individuals, basically, in other words, who so what they do for a living, they invest small checks up to 100K, usually, into tech startups. And at this stage, they invest in you. They don't invest in your startup because it's too early. It's just you. Again, you have some slides, you have some prototypes. It made you somehow works, but it's not enough history, not enough data to assess if it's going to be successful. But what they can assess is you and as an entrepreneur, your resume, your prior successes, your prior knowledge, your prior career experience, etc. They can do reference checks, etc., etc. So you may emphasize, to put focus on yourself first of all, and only then on your future company, and only after so you can pitch VCs only after you raise some angel money, after you basically reach like a so-called seed stage, when you have first customers, even maybe first revenues. It's just important that you have first revenues. At seed stage, it's not so important how much revenue do you have, but you already proven that you can charge people if people pay you to have your product or service, and you also have some angels that stand behind you that can recommend you to the VC, so then you can go and raise from VC. So that's in a nutshell.
That is unbelievable what you were able to do during a pandemic, raising over $11 million in funding. Incredible. I don't need to say anything else. Now, you uniquely combine experiences both as an entrepreneur and as an investor. Based on your experience, what are investors looking for, and did their preferences change during the pandemic? Give us some details on that.
So, yeah, I was wearing multiple hats. I was doing some angel investing, and I'm planning to continue angel investing in the nearest future. So that helps me to have different perspectives from different sides of the table. So, I can tell you, according to my experience in raising capital for B2B companies. So, yeah, first of all, they're looking, obviously, for strong founding team that is diverse, basically, that has different experiences, different knowledge, different backgrounds. It helps a lot. Also, they are looking for your idea should not be basically unique, but it should be feasible on a growing market that is going to grow 100 times, let's say, like to grow a lot in the next 5 to 10 years. And they need to believe that you as a team can use this market opportunity in order to have a company there that can basically provide a huge return on investment for these investors. That's what they care about in a nutshell. So, as for their preferences during the pandemic, I wouldn't say so. I think actually it's the same. It's economic return on investment. And they basically just need one company. You usually, in order to return the whole fund, that's what they are looking for, basically. So, and that's why they're willing to bet on bold founders who actually are very, very confident about their ideas, that have some prior experience, ideally, that is relevant. I mean, during the pandemic, maybe just process changed a bit, because we raised our Series A almost only virtually. We just had one final meeting before we got a term sheet from a lead investor we ended up actually getting an investment from. We had a final meeting at one of our offices where he wanted to meet the team, etc. But the process changed. It's now, I think it's even easier for startups to move faster with investors, because you don't need to arrange like travel plans, you don't need to fly to see them, etc. Their calendars are more flexible. But in general, what they're looking for, I think it definitely didn't change.
Yeah, thanks for the feedback and input on that. That is most appreciated, and really appreciate your visiting us here today. We're speaking with Mr. Vadim Rogovsky. He is the co-founder and CEO of 3D Look, the creator of the world's leading patented mobile body scanning technology. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, 3D Look works with well-known global brands as well, such as Dickies or Tailored Brands. And that is also quite impressive. What led you to success, and what advice would you like to lend other entrepreneurs tuning in that are looking to scale their ventures like yourself?
Sure. So, for us, what led us to success, I think we launched the company in the right time, when different factors that basically are important for our success worked at the same time, like advancements in computer vision, machine learning technologies, consumer preferences. So consumers started, they got to basically got more used to taking photos to get some personalized content that works in our favor. Brands and fashion brands started to invest more in artificial intelligence, and especially in personalization space. So that and we were on time, and we actually use the vast talent pool from Ukraine to build the technology, our unique technology. And then this is actually the most accurate now in terms of measuring humans just with the smartphone camera. Because of diverse experience of our founding team, and because we were moving really fast, we were able to collect a lot of feedback from potential business customers. So I personally interviewed hundreds of fashion brands and retailers, et cetera. And also my co-founder, Whitney, she comes from after a long career at on executive positions in fashion, retail, and manufacturing. So we kind of were on time. We collected a lot of feedback, so we understood what the customers need. So we gave them what they needed, and that actually, and we used this timing, and it actually helped us to get this strong portfolio of well-known global clients. And as for the advice as for the advice to other entrepreneurs that are looking to scale their ventures, I would say that first of all, timing is critical. So you always need to move fast. And when you're still in development, you don't have a product to show. You don't have you don't have anything you can sell yet. But you need to already start to talk to your potential clients. You need to already start basically selling, but not actually selling, but listening to them, just showing them what you work on currently and how it can help them, and listening to them. So it means that when you are ready, when you develop what you want, you already in parallel you collected a lot of valuable data. So then you don't waste your time, and you don't waste another 6 months or a year on the customer development. Because in this time, you can miss this opportunity. Other companies can be faster, can be more effective, and capture this market share. So you need to do it in parallel, and then I think you have more chances to be successful.
Vadim, one last question for you. What lies ahead for 3D Look? What are your plans for the future? Anything that we should be aware of as we do conclude today?
Great question. So definitely our mission is to enable everyone who has a smartphone to be able to use their body data in order to buy anything that needs personalization based on customers' bodies, right? So now we started from apparel. We want to become like a standard there, basically in fashion e-com. So you can see, so you will be able to see us in different, on your favorite fashion online stores where you can buy clothing, right? And so we want to become a standard there. But then we want to move into other industries such as customized furniture, health and fitness, even entertainment and gaming. So that's a big plan. And we wanna in parallel we want to digitize the bodies of online consumers in the world. So basically we want to collect the biggest database of digital bodies, the digital body profiles of people who shop online, so that we can then provide super hyper personalization to them and deep intelligence to businesses, so they can products and services that are more relevant for their audience.
Mr. Rogowski, thanks so much for spending a moment with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly impressive what you've been able to accomplish here through 3D Look. I'm sure the listeners would like to know how they could get more information online on 3D Look and how they could be in contact as needed. Where's the best place online to do so?
So 3D Look, it's like digit 3D Look, LOOK.ME. So 3DLOOK.ME.
And that works well enough, and we'll leave the link, as always, within the show notes of this broadcast. Mr. Rogowski, all the best, and thanks so much again for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio, and continued success to you.
Thank you so much for the time and for having me here.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. Vadim Rogowski. He is the co-founder and CEO of 3D Look, the creator of the world's leading patented mobile body scanning technology. And for all the details, visit 3DLOOK.ME. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.